Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another edition of The Shoot Treatment. And this week, sporting a lovely Adidas tracksuit, as it happens, is friend of the show and Chelsea fan. Those two things are possible, Chris Barber.
Hello, Martin. How are you? I'm going to. It's a long sleeve polo more than a tracksuit, but I'll accept.
Is it really a long sleeve polo?
Yeah.
Really, I'm guessing you would know better than me. It's your article of clothing, but
yeah,
it's ever so lovely.
Yeah.
Ever so lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. My wife says it's a bit Norwich adjacent, but what can you do? What can you do?
I think we're all a bit Norwich adjacent.
Because as you get older, yeah. It's like when your favourite Beatle slowly becomes George. We all get a bit more Norwich.
Yeah. One of my favourite away grounds, Carrow Road. Used to love it there. Right, let's see if you can guess this week's player. Wait until the end. I'll read out a few clues for you. So this man started his career at Clyde before moving to Chelsea in 1983, where he would play 193 times and score 39 goals. He was voted Chelsea Player of the Year twice. He then went on to play for Everton and Tranmere before returning to his native Scotland to play for Kilmarnock and Motherwell. At the second All Tomorrow's Parties Festival, he played a DJ set which featured bands such as The Fall, Orange Juice and Bell and Sebastian. And the next day, he slipped in an indie pop reference on Five Live whilst talking about a match between Arsenal and Man United. Chris, who is your player?
It's your dad's cool mate and the one your mum wished she'd met first, Pat Nevin, isn't it?
Of course, Pat Nevin. I would say Pat Nevin. Well, before I say what I think about Pat Nevin, do you have any, you look too young to remember Pat Nevin as a player, but do you have any Pat Nevin thoughts? How is Pat Nevin regarded amongst the Chelsea fan base these days?